In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we celebrate the Baramon, which is the preparation for the great feast of the Epiphany. And we hear the words of St. John the Baptist calling upon all of us as believers, as the ones who were planted in the vineyard when we accepted the baptism, that we should bear fruits. Not all the believers are fruitful. And this is something that God will judge us at the end when He sees and look at us as branches in the vineyard. God is expecting us that we bear fruits. And fruits are actions. Fruits is something that's expressed outwardly. And fruits are typically not for the tree itself to enjoy, but for the people around the tree to taste and to enjoy and to benefit from. So basically, in order for anyone to be fruitful, we have to understand it is actions, deeds, that others will benefit from. And the beginning of every change is usually how we think. Everything starts here. Our minds can be supportive for us to change, to do something, and also can be a hindrance that we, even while we have and embrace the right belief, we are not fruitful. So how the mind of a fruitful believer will look like? Quickly, we will mention seven characteristics of a believer mindset. A believer mindset is positive, concerned of others, able to compare and analyze. A leader thinks of the bottom line, perseveres, plans, and executes. These are the seven main characteristics of a mind of a fruitful believer who is able to translate his belief into action. The first point is being a positive thinker. Being positive means that I put more trust in someone bigger and mightier than myself. And the only one we can think, of course, and we trust more than ourselves is typically God Himself. When we think of what we can do, and we come back into this conviction that we are not so powerful, we cannot do this because we have many challenges, we fall in negativity. And accordingly, many of our actions maybe are suppressed because we don't trust that we can do things in the way that God desires. A positive thinker never loses hope or becomes dismayed by a growing challenge. Many people, they can start working when things are going right, are going well. And then when challenges arise, they start to come back and then they withdraw and think, I cannot work in this atmosphere. It is very hard for me. And then they get themselves out. To be able always to keep a positive way of thinking is a work of grace in us when we yield to it in obedience and humility. A positive thinker sees what is good and finds joy where no one else can. It's very easy to fall into this kind of sorrow and sadness and depression and looking around and sees no good. Everything is going bad. The people around us are not cooperative. Others are not understanding of me. They are not helpers. All of these will lead us at the end that we isolate and we live in a corner and we feel there is no hope. And then why should I work? Nothing is going to make a difference. But a mind of a believer, a fruitful believer, is always positive, finding and searching diligently for what is good and what can give him or her the hope for a better future. A good example from the Bible is the two spies that went with the other 10 to spy the promised land. These two saw the same things. They perceived the land as others. How it is fruitful, it is a very good place to go to. And this is the report they came with to Moses. The difference between them and the other 10 spies was what? They were positive people. They had trust that God can give them the promised land. We can work and we can get there because God is with us. The other 10 worked against the determination of the group. They said to Moses, there is no way. They will conquer us. We became like grasshoppers in our own eyes. Because of their negativity, they discouraged the people of Israel. Another example also is St. Paul in his imprisonment, finding joy and writing to others, encouraging them to rejoice. It's very easy whenever we have difficulty that we feel like there is nothing that's good, nothing joyful. And it is very positive that when we still think and that something good is going to happen out of it, God is going to turn everything for good to those people who trust in Him. So a mind of a fruitful believer is a positive mind. The second, thinks of others. I cannot think of any reason that hinder people from being fruitful more than selfishness. Imagine a tree eats its own fruits. How this tree would look like? This is how a mind of even a person who believes in what we believe in, but lives for himself or herself. It's all about me. What I want, what I think is for my best interest. We should be always concerned about what makes others better, comfortable, closer to God. This is what we should be thinking. In many occasions in our families, we think, okay, what others should do to me? Where is my territory? How others should be serving me? Parents, even sometimes, while they love their children, they think of them as they should serve us. They should do to us what we want them to do. And on the other hand, children, they always, maybe not always, but most of the time, they think about their parents as their source of providing. I benefit from them. They give me whatever I want, nothing more. In the story of the Good Samaritan, we find an example of negativity in the priest and the Levi who passed by the wounded Jew, and they thought of themselves, it's not my business. I might have work to do. I have to go to wherever I'm going and complete my service. This is not really relevant to me. They were believers. Even they are servants in the house of God, but they were not fruitful. Why? Because they were concerned about themselves. Jonah the prophet, at the beginning of his ministry, when God called him to go to Nineveh, his only thinking was, what will happen when I say something is not going to happen? What the people are going to say about me? His thinking of himself hindered him from responding to the call. And also the example of the older brother in the parable of the prodigal son or the lost son. He was serving in the house of his father, but thinking only of himself. My father didn't do this to me. He's full of bitterness and anger towards his father, even though he was a servant inside the house. So a mind of a believer is positive, thinks of others. Number three, compares and analyzes. What do I mean by this? We only know if we are growing or we are getting backward when we compare ourselves to ourselves or to others around us, or when we think of ourselves now versus maybe 10 years ago. This is what actually got the lost son back to his father's house. He sat and thought, am I better now? Am I growing? Or am I going even worse? And this is what he concluded at the end. How many of my father's higher servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Many, many people, if they just have the time to sit and think and compare themselves and analyze their situation, I believe that they will start moving forward and become the fruitful believers that God desires. The mind of a fruitful believer is also a mind of a leader. What do I mean by this? A leader has the ability to go even against what everyone around him is saying or agreeing on. Remember Noah, remember Daniel. They were able to choose for themselves, not because everyone agreed, but because this was the right thing to do. The threat of today's world is not the sin that's in the world. It is not of the magnitude of evil that we see around us. It is not that everyone now is just going his own way. Actually, the major threat is because the believers today are more leaning towards yielding to others and agreeing with them and always being concerned to be politically correct, answer the good answer that wouldn't offend others, even shying away from saying what they believe. When we do this, actually, we are agreeing with the devil in his scheme. The devil has his own people. They work for him. And what he wants from the believers is to keep their silence. Just stay away, stay quiet, don't say anything. And whenever people are saying anything in front of you, even blaspheming against God, don't ever to think to say something. On the contrary, we find many, many believers in many occasions just want to agree and gain the acceptance, even on the expense of the truth that they say they believe in. A fruitful believer also mindset, he's able to think of the bottom line. What is the bottom line? What is the basic thing for me to become a believer, a son or a daughter of God? What if I lose everything? I wouldn't get beyond this limit. This is the bottom line. When the soldiers came to St. John the Baptist, for example, and they asked him what we should do, what is the bottom line for a soldier to become a believer and a fruitful one? He said to them, "What he do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely and be content with your wages." This is the bottom line. The bottom line for a believer is that we pray. We confess our belief and we will under no circumstances will deny Christ. This is the bottom line. When we go beyond this, we are actually giving up our roles as believers. This is what the three saintly youth did. Yes, we serve the king. We can live in a country that do not maybe share our belief. But when it comes to denying our God, there is no way we can do this. I hope we all define for ourselves what is the bottom line, what I cannot violate under any circumstances. We always say this to the couples in their homes, that no matter what happens between both of you, there is no room for disrespect, physical or verbal abuse under any circumstances. You can be upset, you can be angry, you can dislike what is said, disagree with it, but do not ever violate this code. As a believer, as a son of or a daughter of God, there is no room for living or behaving in your home like an unbeliever. The mindset of a believer, also a fruitful believer, is the one that's able to persevere. Persevere means I keep working even if I don't see results. Why we fail in prayers often? Because we pray for a certain time and then I don't feel anything, and then I quit. Why we feel discouraged to continue doing what is good to people who do not like us? Because we are expecting results. I'm expecting that this person will pay me back or deal with me the way that I am wishing for myself and for him. The example of Joseph, the son of Jacob, when he was in Egypt, he did very well in the house of Potiphar. He was very faithful. He ended up in prison. Many people in his place would be discouraged and give up on doing what is right. He kept on working diligently, being the right person in the right place and in prison, serving people around him. And he gained the trust of everyone. This is an example of perseverance. Even while things are going wrong, nothing is as he wishes, he still be able to do what is right. The Canaanite woman also, that she met Christ, she kept begging and asking even when Christ at the beginning showed that he's not going to grant her anything. He's not even responding to her calls. She persevered and then she was able to bear fruits and gain whatever she desired from Christ. The last characteristic of a mindset of a fruitful believer is able to plan and execute. Everyone can have a good idea. Everyone can start something in the beginning of the day, but not everyone can execute what he thinks is right or have a plan for his life and follow through with it. Finding solution and pursuing a set goal is an example of what does it mean to have a plan. When we have a problem, do we think about how we solve it, or we just pity ourselves because we have this unfortunate situation? The spiritual struggle is, by definition, it's an action, something we keep on doing. Many, many people, they have the good intention, I will start, but nothing happens further than this. Fast after another, feast after another, we make to ourselves some resolutions, and they end few days after we start them. This should not be the case. Even if we fail, we should not stop working. We should be able always to plan a new plan and execute it. Nehemiah was an example of a fruitful believer who had a plan and he followed through until he completed the job. Completing the thing is what counts. Staying to the end is what God is looking at. For us to start something, it's wonderful, it is good. But actually what God is desiring for all of us, that we complete and finish the race with the same zeal that we started with. St. John, when he is calling upon the people today who came to him to be baptized, to be fruitful, he wants to get their mind. It's not about the ritual of the baptism or completing the rite. It is actually about translating this into an action or bearing fruits that God is expecting for us. We come to the church often and we pray and we take communion. But what really this should be translated, how should be translated, this is what God is expecting from all of us. Let us review these points quickly. A believer mind that's able to bear fruits is positive, thinks of others, compares and analyzes. A mind of a leader thinks of the bottom line, perseveres, plans and executes. May the Lord give us and grant us all to be fruitful branches in his vineyard. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.